Welcome to another edition of Weekend Magazine. We are with Michael Sossler from Museum Village in Orange County. He is the executive director.
Good morning, everybody, and thanks for listening.
You guys have the most interesting thing, so I make sure I call you early in the season so you can really give us a good overview of everything going on. Maybe start by filling anybody who's not familiar with Museum Village, where you are and what the history is, and then we'll go into everything else.
Let's tell everybody, if you haven't been to Museum Village, I think you're missing a lot. We are located at 1010 Route 17M in Monroe, New York, and we are a 19th century living history museum. When you come to the museum here, you're most likely going to see the blacksmith working in his office. You're going to see candle-making shop, a broom-making shop, a print shop. You're going to see a log cabin, a one-room schoolhouse. I think you get the idea. When you come here, you're in a village from the 1800s.
Step back in time, right?
Step back in time, exactly.
Yeah, and it's in a beautiful setting with, like, you know, the old-fashioned, in the old days, they had like a, what do you call that circle area, like a green?
Oh, yeah, it's a green. We call it our green, and it is a magnificent little spot. Even when it's 80 degrees outside, you can come and sit under our maple trees, and it is nice and cool and comforting. And like you said, you're stepping back in time, you sit down on our benches and you just relax. Yeah. Just chill.
You can feel your blood pressure go down. Anybody with high blood pressure, get over there. In fact, you could probably walk barefoot on the green a little bit, too, which is good for you.
Yeah, well, you can walk barefoot because we make sure we have a bunch of free-range chickens here and free-range guinea hens, which are absolutely incredible tick-eating monsters. So, you know, up here on the green, we're tick-free just about.
There you go. That's it. Yeah. And tell us about the kinds of buildings. You got interesting buildings. If you walked around the green, what would you be walking by?
As I said before, you know, when you come here, you're going to have the opportunity to walk by the blacksmith shop, so you're going to see the blacksmith. You're going to walk by a log cabin. You're going to walk by a print shop, a general store, an apothecary, which is the drugstore. So you're like in a little village, and that's the way our founder, Roscoe Smith. Now, the museum opened in 1950, so this is our 69th year in existence. It opened in 1950 as a village. That's why it is Museum Village. So it's like being, except for, you know, some of the other places like houses right now, you're not going to see living quarters, although we do have a salt box, which is a living quarters. But you are in a village, so you're going to be able to walk around, and when you go to the schoolhouse, the teacher there is going to tell you to go to our general store and buy some supplies. So you get the idea of how it feels here.
Yeah. Now, you used to have, there was like an old firehouse on the property.
Oh,
is that still there?
Oh, yeah, we have a firehouse as well. Absolutely. Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah, and you've got real, you know, equipment.
Oh, yeah, when you come here, and when I address all of the school children who come here, and we have many, many school class trips every day right now, you're going to see objects here that are well over 100 years old.
Wow.
And when you think about that, you know, it may not be a long time in terms of civilization, but it is a long time, from 1850s on up. So these objects are pretty valuable, and you're having the opportunity to see what Roscoe started when he started the museum. His plan was to show the world how we went from an agricultural society to an industrial age.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to see things, you know, before the industrial age. So, you know, instead of seeing a iPad or a iPhone or whatever kind of phone, you're going to maybe see some typewriters. You know, that were from the 1850s or 1890s or something like that. So it's a different way of life, and I think you really appreciate that.
How big is the collection? Have you ever inventoried
this? Oh, yeah. We have been fortunate enough a few years ago to get a federal grant where we were able to count our objects, and we have over 25,000 objects.
Wow.
Which is an enormous amount. We don't even have enough space to display everything. So we do try on an occasion to change it up so that if you came today and looked in some of the buildings and you come 6 months from now, you're hopefully going to see some different stuff.
Yeah, so you rotate your collection. And
we try to do that, yes.
Yeah, that sounds great. Well, you had a beautiful natural history museum I was very impressed with. Tell us about that and what your collection is in the Natural History Museum.
You know, our natural history building is, I think, one of our most precious artifacts and one of our most amazing artifacts. We have in that building one of the three, at the time it was one of the three most complete mastodon skeletons in the world. Harry, which was dug up in 1952 about 2.5 miles from the museum in Harriman, New York, is on full display, and he loves to see all the visitors come and see him. So I think the price of admission, it, just to see Harry, is well worth it. He's amazing. He's an amazing, object, and when you see what the Ice Age was like and created, that's pretty stunning.
Oh, yeah, and kids love dinosaurs, so
absolutely.
That's like a
absolutely.
Big deal. I also noticed there was something else in there that I was, the first time I went there that I was impressed with. It was like artwork, and it was made from things like hair and shells, interesting things, beautiful art.
The idea of the Natural History Building, is got different items in there. We have many minerals in there.
Mm-hmm.
So when people come, rocks and gems and minerals. So that's a different thing, which I can segue into our upcoming gem and mineral show coming up soon.
Mm-hmm.
But, we have some stuffed animals in there. And there is a megatherium, which is the giant sloth. That is not an actual skeleton like Harry is, but it's an exact replica of what that creature was that lived many years ago. So you'll see a few different items in there.
So it's like you went to the Museum of Natural History, but right there at Museum Village.
I like that. That's a good way to put it, yes.
Very, very, very interesting. And I was really impressed with the print shop, and you had all that movable type, just fascinating stuff. The fact that it was from the 1850s, though, I mean, I know my father bought a piece of property on Jackson Avenue in Newburgh, and there were two sisters that lived there. They were like 100 years old, each of them. And they gave him whatever was there, because he basically let them live out their life at the property. And then when they passed away, he built houses and stuff.
Right.
There was a buckboard, and I think he donated it to Museum Village. And
we could have it, yeah. We have a great collection in our livery building, a great collection of carriages and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So that, again, there's a little bit of interest here when you think of all the objects and all the buildings for just about everybody.
Yeah.
Now, we also have, out on the green, a couple of steam traction engines.
Oh.
They're amazing. They are from the late 1800s, and to think, what was the, like, gigantic tractors, steam engines. So if you're interested in that, that's one thing. You can go down to our energy building, which I don't have that building open all the time, only because it's an ongoing process to get that building upgraded and the exhibit upgraded. But when you go in there, you're going to see such a wide range of objects from, electrical heating to the steam coilless engine he actually collected elevators. There are two elevators in there. So, your interest can be piqued by any one of the buildings.
Now, tell us about that energy building, because that's the last building that you put up over there, right? And when did that happen?
Yeah, well, that was, one of the last buildings. There were some others that were put up, but unfortunately aren't around anymore.
Uh-huh.
But that energy building really depicts what the museum is about. As I said before, it really shows from going from an agricultural society to an industrial age. So when you walk in there, you're going to see, the materials like treadmills. Mm-hmm. These are man energy powered things, to the electric, to the steam, to the gas.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an evolution of where we come. And then when you go down to the end of it, you're going to see the Corliss engine. And that Corliss steam engine was what was really the instrument that helped the industrial age move on. And it's such a big piece of equipment that Roscoe actually had to add on to the building just to put that piece there.
Wow, that's something. And energy now is the topic So
absolutely,
you're going to have a really hot attraction there when you finish.
Yeah, and we're looking to try to upgrade that as well. You know, I'm looking to see if I can get things like some solar panels in there show the kids. So, you know, that's why I'm saying it's always a work in progress, that type of exhibit in there.
Maybe you can get a grant or something to get some
extra stuff.
Yeah,
that's what we are looking for, yes.
Did you ever hear something called thorium? There's supposedly you can run a car and it just with water. And there's some different, there's stuff that's like high tech, I guess, it's not being bandied about, that's out there that actually could revolutionize everything with energy. So,
There is amazing stuff out there. It's just, unfortunately, the cost.
You can't
cost,
put it all in there.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
The cost of getting that out there is what makes it tough. There's many different ways of doing things.
Yep. Now, something else that everybody should be pretty impressed with you folks, is you really, of all the attractions, I mean, I see a lot of locations around the Hudson Valley. You folks really have some incredibly fantastic events that you do every year.
We do, and
I want to make sure everybody knows everything is coming up, because they can go back and listen to this show. It's archived on realcountryhv.com on the website, so they can go look stuff up if they
That's good.
So maybe let's go through what you got coming up for this year.
Yeah, we try on an annual basis, you know, to change up some of the events or to enhance the events, add new events. You know, we've got a couple great ones coming up. You know, this Memorial Day weekend, first of all, we have a family circus. The Zerbini Family Circus is a small one-ring circus. It really is super. I like to say the kids who are probably from 3 years old to 12 years old, it's a great family circus. And I know people may be offended by circus with animals. I've known this circus for a long time. They do have dogs, and they do have couple camels and horses. I've seen how this family treats their animals like family.
It
is a nice little circus that I would say really, you know, if you've got kids, grandkids, bring them to that.
And I'll tell you, my husband and I went. We didn't have any kids with us. We had a great time.
Yeah.
I love the idea of it being a smaller scale, more intimate kind of a presentation.
And it is. Every seat in there, you know, you can't
every seat's a good seat, right?
Every seat is a good seat.
That's right.
And it is a good thing. And then immediately after that, the following weekend, June 1st and 2nd, is our annual Gem and Mineral Show.
Oh, boy.
So if you are into looking for some kind of stones, whatever they may be, for jewelry, or you're just a stone collector, I think we have over 50 vendors of different items. So that is a little special type of thing that's coming up. Mm-hmm. Really, again, different people have different interests, and that draws a lot of people. That's a great little show. Coming up then in the towards the end of June, June 23rd, this will be our second annual Honey Festival.
Oh,
that was a huge success last year. It's being produced outside, but on the fields of Museum Village, and it is a great event. I think there's probably, again, anywhere from 50 to 70 vendors. Everything related to honey, not necessarily all honey, but you can get honey, you can get bee pollen, you can get all kinds of different objects or materials that have honey in them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a great thing to come to.
Now these are 10 to 5, interest. Right? Your hours are 10 to 5 10 to 4?
Our hours during the season are 11 to 4.
Okay.
But depending upon the event, they may change. So go to our website, which is www.museumvillage.org, and on our events page, you'll see the exact times for everything, because they do change a little bit as we go.
Yes.
And there are different fees based on what the event is. So, I think the Gem and Mineral Show, I'm not quite sure the top of my head, but that may be $5 for admission. Honey Festival, I'm not sure what that is. That may be $15 or something like that, depending.
Okay.
So check that out. But there are many different things. Checking out our website. You know, and then, again, for a different type of person, you're looking for maybe a car show on August 4th. we have a big car show. It's sponsored by the Mustang Club of Orange County. And last year, we had, I think, over 220 different cars.
Wow.
That's a free event. So, I mean, again, if you're interested in just walking around, our buildings are still open, but you're also going to see a tremendous amount of, you know, everything probably from the Model Ts on up to a 2019 Sport Mustang. So you're going to see a lot of different things. So that, you know, that gives you an idea of the variety. And then, of course, one of our signature events every year on Labor Day weekend, and this year I think is our 44th annual Wow. Civil War reenactment. That is one of the most amazing events that we have in terms of historical. We do have, it ranges, you know, somewhere around 200 different reenactors. We do have them from both the Confederates as well as the Union. So, unfortunately, you have to, you know, accept that what we're doing is teaching history. We have several, you know, special guests. We have Harriet Tubman. We may have General Grant. We may have President Lincoln. We have cannon demonstrations. We have Signal Corps here. We have clothing demonstrations. So it's a great historical opportunity to learn about the Civil War, which, you know, when you look at today's politics, some of that still lingers on.
Yeah, well, you know, that's, by the way, that's August 31st and September 1st is the,
that
two,
is correct.
The 2 days. And I'll tell you, when I went there, it was so interesting because you've got a huge field over there, and that's where they bring in reenactors for the North and South. They
yep.
pick a battle each year,
mm-hmm.
and then they recreate the battle, which is fantastic. So historically, you could actually know what battle and everything. And then around it, in the other parts of the museum, you'll have the tent area where everybody's living, and they have mm-hmm. their campfires and stuff. And I was impressed with there was one place, they had a huge, big... like a big urn that they were making coffee, camp coffee.
Oh yeah. The reenactors are very good about that. Yeah, they're making their coffee there. They've got their little fire pits, so they're making breakfast right out there too. They're very big. Most of these reenactors into talking to the visitor.
Yeah, because
so
they were
best
putting...
fun of right. The fun of it is you as a visitor can go through the camps and
yep.
talk to them, and they're going to tell you what life was like at that point.
They were adding eggshells to the coffee. And I thought, what? I never heard of eggshells in the coffee. And the guy explained why they put it in there, and you know, bitterness, and it's a source of calcium and all this other stuff. And then there was, you had another thing where it was the medics from the old times
yep.
talking
yep.
about cutting off somebody's leg, and
yeah,
it was really interesting stuff.
Well, it is interesting because you know you mentioned that, and we usually do have a medical demonstration. You know, during the Civil War. That's when there were many medical advances because, of course, that war and the injuries created the ingenuity of the doctors for medicine when people may not realize that.
Yeah. Now, tell us about – there was a sutler thing, too, where you can go buy stuff, right?
Yeah. There's a section where the merchandisers are sutlers. And, you know, during the actual Civil War, these people – followed the soldiers around because many people thought this was a big show. So these merchants would follow the soldiers around, the sutlers, and they would sell their wares. So, yes, we do have a section where there are sutlers, and you can go buy some of the replicas of what the time period was.
Yeah, so see, you want to be able to have your kids go for Halloween as a Civil War person.
That's right.
You can
yeah.
go and get all the outfits there.
Yes.
It's just a really great experience, and you've got a place to eat there, right? I think,
or
you could bring a picnic.
Yeah, our snack bar is open, so, you know, we're serving burgers and all kinds of food during that time. And for most of these events, of course, there are vendors here who will be serving lunches and stuff like that, and snacks and maybe ice creams and all that kind of good stuff. So when you come here to these events, you could stay here the entire time right on the grounds.
Oh yeah, I think they'll enjoy it. And there's a nice big parking lot too, so
absolutely,
so that's
absolutely.
A good thing. That makes a big help. So all right, so we're getting into the fall now. So you've got probably a lineup going on for the fall.
Oh, we do. And our fall is a very, very busy time for us. We start out in mid-September, and September 15th, this is going to be our fifth year presenting the Fiesta Latina. a Latin festival, which is another free event. And it is, you know, hopefully trying to promote the Latins and give the Latins a flavor for the American history. So there's music and there's different vendors. So, again, that's another interest and something else for people to come and enjoy.
When is that? What's the date
on that? That is September 15th.
Okay, the 15th. Okay.
Yep.
So that's a Saturday, like I think, right? Saturday.
That's a Saturday, okay. Yeah. And again, a free event, so you're going to get a different flavor of what is there. And again, our buildings are open. One of our big events is, you know, everybody talks about Halloween and all the scary stuff. Well, we present, and we've been doing this for many years, a weekend of No Scare Halloween, which is really geared toward the young kids. Again, the, you know, 3, 4, 5s on up to maybe 10 years old, 12 years old. And it's a fun little scavenger hunt that we promote here. And again, this is to have fun for the little kids to come here instead of going and being scared by the witches and demons and everything.
Yeah, that's nice.
It's a fun event, and everybody does have a fun. And, you know, and what's nice about the grounds is we are secure here. And at that time of the fall, the leaves are changing color. And they're falling all over on the ground, and you could, you know, let the kids just run and play, and it's just a great little type of thing.
Oh, you know what? While we're talking about kids, you got to tell them about your gift shops. I get so many tremendous presents there.
Yes,
tell them all about that.
We have our gift shop here, and we try to do things that are local. We have on grounds here our wood carvers group. So the wood carvers usually give us items to sell in there. We sell brooms, we sell candles. We sell old-fashioned toys. So, again, it's a different type of store where you can come in. You can also get snacks and things like that. But it's a fun place, especially around the holidays, to look for some different type of gifts that you may not find anywhere else.
Yeah, and those children's toys, you don't find toys like that, the old-fashioned kind of toys.
No,
those are really, really nice. And sometimes, you know, you have things, the thing with the hoops, and there was some really interesting...
Sometimes we put out our games,
yeah.
You know, our 19th century games, which will probably be out there for the Honey Fest.
Mm-hmm.
So kids can come and play that, the hoops, and there's all kinds of different things. You know, we are looking, hopefully, to have another chocolate expo this year.
Oh boy!
That's in October, so it's everything chocolate. And if you are into chocolate, boy, you don't want to miss that.
What's the date on that one? I got to write that down.
That one should be right now. What we're looking for, it's going to be October 27th.
Okay, fantastic! I'll be there.
Good.
To have a good chocolate festival. So.
Yes. Yeah.
So you've got these events going. Oh, also you got to talk about you do a really nice holiday thing and Thanksgiving.
We have a Thanksgiving tasting, which we are doing cooking over our open hearth in the visitor center. And everybody, it's not a meal, so don't expect to get that. But you will get lots of different snacks from it, little foods, little tastings. You know, and we'll make things like some pies, and we'll make some potatoes and vegetables, and you may have corn cakes. So it's a different thing, and it's a neat, cozy, and you're watching somebody cook in the open hearth. So that's always lots of fun. And then on December 7th this year is our Christmas in the Village. The village is all lit up. We put on a show. We have different singers here. Of course, we do have Santa Claus, and that is another free event. So it's a fun time for all. You know, the snack bar is open. Hopefully we've got all kind of special things being cooked a little bit differently for Christmas. And you know, it's a fun, spirited type of time.
Yes. We've got maybe 1 or 2 minutes left. Also, you want to mention about the theater group you have there, because going to a nice little community theater and being able to watch a show a couple times a year is a fantastic thing to do.
You know, you are, Marietta, you're one of our best PR persons ever.
Well,
absolutely right. We do have a theater group that is in our playhouse. They've been in there, I think this is the 24th year. They put on 4 plays a year. They're in the middle of their first play right now, which is Getting Away with Murder. And then the next show is in July, September, and November. And it's a really very close type of theater. I think it's 115 seats, so every seat is a great seat. And for the price of $25, you get admission, and at intermission, you get ice cream and apple pie. How could you go wrong with that?
You can't go wrong, I'll tell you. And, you talk about me being a PR person. I have to just tell everybody, the reason I started Weekend Magazine back in 1990, or it was like before all the other magazines. I mean, there was basically no other real magazines. I was on the board of Museum Village.
There you go.
And the executive director at that time was saying, they were saying about Civil War Week, and he says, I send the press releases out, and then nobody does anything with them. And I just kind of said out loud, I was kind of mumbling, and I thought, gee, maybe we should start a publication so we could publish the press releases. And across the table from me, I didn't realize it, but there was a guy who was on the board, and I was new, I didn't know anybody. He was the head of the art department at OCC. And he said to me, he says, if you're serious about doing that, he says, I'm in. And he, Buzz Wallace, he became the, he was the art director, and that was Weekend Magazine. So this is almost, 30 years now we've been doing.
Wow.
And now I'm so old, I don't do the print version, but I kept the radio part of it going, and that's why we're here today. So I know a lot about it. I love Museum Village, and it's just so great. And, you really need more exposure because you really are a wonderful attraction.
Yes.
Give us a phone number. We only got a couple seconds. If somebody wants to bring a school group, a senior group.
Absolutely. I mean, the best place for something like that, please give us a call at 845-782-8247. Press 1. That's usually going to get you to Margaret. Margaret will be able to book your school group or your senior citizens or any other types of summer camps and everything. You could also look us up on Facebook. If you're into Facebook, our social media is pretty active. It's Museum Village on Facebook. And, of course, our website is www.museumvillage, again, all one word, .org. You can also email us at info@museumvillage, all one word, .org, and somebody will get back to you. But yes, thank you, Marietta.
You're welcome.
For being our big fan, and I hope to see everybody else at the museum.
That's great. Thank you so much. And Mike, you take care, and hopefully I'm going to see you at a couple of these events. They really look good.
Okay. Thank you, Marietta.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's a wrap, folks. I hope you check out Museum Village. You'll really love it, and it's a very relaxing, wonderful day.